Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We've been taking the citizenship test, for a U.S. citizen. If you want to be a U.S. citizen, you have to be able to take this test. And it's 100 questions on the test. And if you pass it, it's you can become a citizen. But we're finding out as we're taking this little by little, about 5 questions at a time, that we don't know all this. And we don't know this. And it's like, oh, my goodness. I can't believe that Matt didn't know that. You know,
I know. He's very close to getting deported.
That's right, because you're going to self-deport. You know, that he will be living in Pakistan. I mean, he don't even pronounce Pakistan like we do. It's Pakistan. It's Paxton Stans. And what we're finding out that we got to educate ourselves on this, because this is what's the original intent of our nation. And when you come in and become a citizen, or just like they just said, I believe at the inauguration, that everybody swears to uphold and protect the United States Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic. Mm-hmm. And it's so important that we need to know that we're finding out about the Constitution. And that's the biggest thing, because the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. When somebody talks about doing away with the Constitution, they're talking about doing away with the supreme law of the land, making totally new laws, and we won't be made up the same way anymore. And so this is how it works. We're going to go to the next 5 questions. We're moving right along. We've passed the middle mark, and we're at question 61, which is the first question for today. But I want to be able to let you guys know the rules. Don't forget that we're going to give you time to think. You can take all the time you want to be able to think, until we just say, come on, you got to come up with something. And when you're thinking, you'll be hearing and that's your time to ponder, not Google. You need to figure out, you know, what the answer is. And once you have your final answer, you say you get a final answer. That's going to be it. You know, none of this jump. What about A, B, C? You know, like no. And then, of course, if you get it right, everybody always celebrates you. And if you get it wrong. Okay, the first question today from the citizenship test of the United States of America to become a citizen, and for you guys not to have to be deported from the United States of America and go to Pakistan, is why did the colonialists fight the British? Why did the colonialists fight the British?
Whose question is it?
Okay. First question is going to go to John. First question is going to go to John. And the first question is, John, why did the colonialists fight the British? Why did the colonialists fight the British? All right, here's the question. The question on the citizenship test today for John is, why did the colonialists fight the British?
They were fighting for independence.
Well, yes, but they have, you know, 27 reasons why that we know about, that they don't talk about. Mm-hmm. They just mentioned 3 on the citizenship test. They mentioned because of high taxes. Go figure, right? Taxation without representation is the only thing that most talk about. Mm-hmm. And because British Army stayed in their houses. That's huge. Because they would go in and just make themselves at home. Mm. They would take your food. They would slide over, and you had to let them stay there. Mm. They just pushed their way in. That's why it says in the Constitution that it can't be done anymore. But listen, if you do away with the Constitution, guess who's going to be sitting in your living room? You know, who's going to be sitting in your living room?
Can you put that grenade over there?
Yeah, right. You're talking about weapons bans. It's like, oh, my goodness. And the next one they list is because they didn't have self-government. Well, you know, there's 27 reasons that were listed, but if you want to pass the test, you need to have those particular 3. And, but the big thing was there was no representative government. that the king was put himself over the church. They're trying to tell, you know, what to do. And the First and the Second Amendments, that you can imagine if you don't have the right to bear arms, but soldiers can kick in your door with arms, you know, that's not good at all. And so here we are on the next question. The next question is going to go to John. Mike, it's going to go to Pat. Here's the question. Question number dos. Question dos. Que dos, right?
Dos.
Is Pat. Who wrote the Declaration of Independence? Who wrote the Declaration of Independence? This is for your citizenship. The whole 3 or 4 days we dedicated this on VFN radio when we were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence? Can we give you his initials?
Come on.
All right, this is a shot.
Okay, here you go. Here.
Was it? You gonna give me initials?
Yeah, it has an alphabet. It's in the alphabet.
Okay, great. Jefferson.
Hey, Thomas Jefferson. As a matter of fact, John, you were actually there where he wrote it. Right? Yeah. Didn't you go to Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania?
Yeah, they still preserve the home, little place. It's pretty cool. They said it. Anyway, it's amazing. You got to go down there if you ever get a chance. But it's right downtown area. You see all these downtown buildings, and you have the little house that's preserved. Half of a house, actually, that's preserved. Pretty cool.
So here is the next question on the U.S. citizenship test. Listen, if you're listening right now and you're worried about being deported, because you've been born here, you've been living here for like 4 generations, and you realize you don't know anything about your country. Hey, listen, we got all these segments on VFN Radio. You can listen to them, and we have a lot of good time with it. We're just having fun with it. But the truth is, we're learning as we go. We want this inside of us. We need to rediscover the original intent of our nation. John, here's a question. The next question on the U.S. citizenship test is, when was the Declaration of Independence adopted? When was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Here's a question. The question is for John on the U.S. citizenship test, so that you do not have to go to Pakistan. When was the Declaration of Independence adopted?
A long, long time.
That was good. Yeah.
1776. I don't know. No.
What day?
That wasn't my voice now.
Oh, right. 4th of July?
Yes! That's so important because so many people say 4th of July is about picnics and water sports or fireworks. Mm-hmm. And the fireworks represent the battle that took mm-hmm. place. And they're exploding over the flag. That's why you have Star Spangled Banner playing and you got fireworks going in the air. And sometimes the flags out there, it's like those are the combination of we're celebrating our independence. The day that we said, listen, it's over, Great Britain, you know, it's just not going to happen anymore. And that's when you have the Declaration of Independence, which has 27 reasons why. Hmm. It's not just taxation without representation. I remember when the progressive movement really started trying to promote that in the 60s. when they started having all these different little sayings about that and pushing it was taxation without representation. And they were trying to shift it to economic issues instead of spiritual issues. And it started really under Woodrow Wilson in the early part, obviously. Everything started under Woodrow. Yeah. Including the United Nations, mind you. Okay, Pat. Pat, here is the next question for today. This is our second to last question on the U.S. citizenship test. Is there were 13 states. There were 13 original states in America. Name three. All right, Pat, this is the U.S. citizenship test. Name, there were 13 original states to America. Think about it. There's 50 today, possibly about to be 51, I would guess, in this term. And original states, so name three of them. Name three
only
of them.
Only three?
Yeah, it's just three.
Only?
All right, how about eight. Pennsylvania? One. Virginia? Georgia.
Yeah. That was very good. Very good. That's kind of like, I don't know why you just named the southern states. Is there something we need to talk about?
Pennsylvania's not in the south. Southern.
Yeah, well, you're thinking about New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Delaware. I mean, those are like the north.
He said Pennsylvania.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did he? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's kind of like almost.
I worked my way down.
You work your way down. Well, these are the 13 original states, so you know them. It's New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Think about that. North and South Carolina has been around that long.
Wow.
Was Georgia one of them?
Well, I can finish yet.
Oh, I thought you were done.
And Georgia. Well, okay. Georgia was significant because remember that that when George Washington was trying to get Congress to pay for the soldiers' pay that fought for our freedom, that he had to go down to Georgia, which is named after King George, by the way. Go figure, right? Where'd you get that name from? It's the king. And to get with that particular leader there to be able to come, I believe it was a governor, but it could have been one of the senators, probably a senator, I would assume it's D.C., or not D.C., but it was... the Congress, and he had to go, he rode horseback all the way down there to Georgia. Because he and this guy never showed up because Georgia was so big, they pretty much determined which way the 13 states went.
Oh, wow.
And so their population-wise. And so to be able to get the buy-in, he rode horseback all the way down there to talk to him and encourage him to show up because he wouldn't even show up. And when he did, it just kept our country alive.
Wow.
Amazing. Totally amazing when you start thinking about this. Okay, here's the last question for today. It's going to go to John. John, here's the question for the U.S. citizenship. U.S., that's just so tough for me. Like statistics.
I was wondering what was going on. Throat lozenge?
Well, it's because it's just tough. I mean, I think about, you know, the USS whatever ship. It just kind of comes out of me, but not, I guess, the United States. That's what United States citizenship. That helps out. John, the last question for today. So you don't have to go to Pakistan, is what happened to the Constitutional Convention? What happened at, sorry, what happened at the Constitutional Convention? All right, here we are. John, for the last question for the United States citizenship test for today is what happened at the Constitutional Convention?
My guesstimation would be that the Constitution was ratified at the Constitutional Convention.
Actually, that's when Thomas Jefferson wrote it. That's when they actually wrote the Constitution. The answer to the question is the Constitution was written. The Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution. Is that cool?
Wow.
When you hear then about constitutional convention, that there's a convention, people, you know, you have a convention today, people come together. Well, they all came together to be able to write the Constitution, which Thomas Jefferson wrote without a computer, wrote totally, totally amazing. Y'all did wonderful. Totally, totally wonderful.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.